Yes, Don the DJ. You know, this is April is Alcohol Awareness Month, Chantel.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for inviting a very special guest to the show this morning.
Absolutely. Please welcome to the show Molly O'Brien, Executive Director of Proof Alliance. And to talk about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD. Good morning to you, Molly. Thanks for joining us. Tell us that this is April Alcohol Awareness Month, as we said. Why is it this important month? Why is this an important month to raise awareness about FASD?
Absolutely. It's a month to raise critical awareness about the impact and risk of prenatal alcohol exposure for drinking during pregnancy, which can have a lifelong impact, right? So lots of people don't know that FASD is its a range of conditions that can unfold if a fetus is exposed to alcohol when they're growing in the womb. So the more people know, the more we can all do to advance alcohol-free pregnancies.
Hmm. So tell us about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and how that ties in what you do over at Proof Alliance.
Yeah. Well, FASD is a permanent brain-based disability, and it's characterized by a wide range of physical, mental, cognitive, behavioral, and neural developmental impacts. And it impacts up to 1 in 20 kids. So this is like in every single classroom, right? There's no cure, but we know that early identification and intervention and support can improve outcomes. And that is what Proof Alliance is all about. So for 25 years, we've been working to prevent prenatal alcohol exposure and care for families and individuals who are impacted.
Okay, Molly, you're breaking up just a little bit. So are you able to shift your position a little bit or take it off speaker if you have it on speakerphone so we can make sure we hear you clearly about
You bet.
Thank you so much. So is there a scientific fact that alcohol has the most serious effects on developing babies? And if that's so, why don't more people know about this? And why do people still drink during pregnancy? Do you find that people actually do? Because from what I have experienced, most of the time, people feel like that's the last thing you want to do while you're pregnant.
Right. Well, it is a scientific fact that alcohol is the most detrimental of really all things in terms of that growing fetus. So, you know, even if we know that drinking alcohol during pregnancy is dangerous, mm-hmm. sometimes we don't know that we're pregnant when we continue to drink, right? So mm-hmm. there can also be a lot of just misinformation, lack of information, and people who have an alcohol use disorder, an alcohol-free pregnancy just isn't that simple. But what we do know, and where the consensus is clear among the experts, is there's no safe amount of alcohol to drink during pregnancy, no safe kind of alcohol, mm-hmm. and no safe trimester to consume it.
Mm. You know, you talked about an alcohol disorder, alcohol dependency. I know that has to be a big challenge with someone who have been drinking for a long time, then they become pregnant. How do you deal with that and getting them to be able to be healthy enough to, you know, carry the baby full term and to have a healthy pregnancy throughout the time if they have an alcohol dependency issue?
What Proof Alliance is doing around that is working with health systems. Health systems play a critical role in prevention. So across the country, Proof Alliance is training prenatal clinicians on how to screen for alcohol use and then really connect those individuals with the care that they need to have an alcohol-free pregnancy and to stay sober. We're also training pediatricians on how to screen for FASD amongst the kiddos and get them to the diagnostic care that they need. We know that early diagnosis, intervention, and support leads to better outcomes.
Mm. We're talking to Molly O'Brien, Executive Director of Proof Alliance. We're talking about April being Alcohol Awareness Month and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder specifically. How does Proof Alliance, Molly, engage with young people with FASD?
We do so much work with young people. I'm so glad you asked that question. We provide support groups, skill building, education, leadership opportunities, and social recreational opportunities to really give those youth the social connection, tools, and support that they need to navigate challenges and really achieve their full potential.
Mm. I love that. So listening audiences want to know, how can they get involved? Can people find a way to support or some type of volunteer opportunity for people to help out with anybody who's dealing with alcohol dependency issues?
Yes. Get FASD informed. Go to proofalliance.org and you will find so much information. Follow us on social media, like and share our messaging to spread the word about FASD. You can volunteer with Proof. You can advocate with Proof. You can donate to Proof to support our programs. And if your family is impacted by an FASD and you want support, participate with us. Go to proofalliance.org and get involved.
All right, Molly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Any final thoughts, any last words about April being Alcohol Awareness Month and what people can do to be more aware and to get involved?
Find out about FASD and spread the word. The more people know, the more informed decisions we can make as a community.
For sure. Molly O'Brien, Executive Director of Proof Alliance. You can go to proofalliance.org for more information. Thank you so much, Molly. We appreciate you.
Have a great week.
You too.
I wonder by a show of hands of how many people actually know about FASD mm-hmm. and the implications.
Mm-hmm. And just the fact that April is Alcohol Awareness Month is not something that, you know, I don't think it's a lot of, it's highlighted very much. You know, you may not even known that April is Alcohol Awareness Month, but there's a lot of people that are struggling that could use help, that could use support, who just, you know, just have an alcohol dependency issue. And the scary thing is when you are, you do get pregnant and you just can't stop drinking.
That's tough. That really is tough. And thank you for organizations like Proof Alliance mm-hmm. and the Betty Ford Center and so many others, Hazelden, Al-Anon, mm-hmm. for the fine work that you do in this space.
Yeah, this is a rough time. A lot of people are stressed, depressed, a lot of mental health issues, and a lot of people use alcohol and other substances to kind of cope, you know?
And, you know, there's also support for families who are dealing with this particular illness. Mm. 16 past 8, what's coming up?
Up next, more music is on the way. Schoolboy Q plus Mary J. Blige, another special guest in the next hour. Plus Larry Fitzgerald, he has your sports. Freddie and Chantel in the morning.